Well, the Viva Palestina aid convoy to Gaza has been met with enthusiastic reception as it makes its way through the Greek city of Thessalonica. Our correspondent on the convoy, Hassan Al-Khatib, has this special report.
The arrival of the Viva Palestina convoy in Greece marked exactly a week since it departed from London. After a lengthy drive from the Greek west coast to the city of Thessalonica, convoy members enjoyed a break and time to reorganize for the next part of the journey into Istanbul.
We are here in instead of governments. And as I say, we represent the conscience of the world. The people here, this is a spiritual convoy. It's a convoy that is here to deliver aid, but it's also to break the siege.
When that vicious attack against the people on the Mavi Marmara happened, it opened up the eyes of people right around the world, even on the other side of the world. And many of us felt we had to be there. That this has got to be a truly international convoy to try and break the siege and take humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza.
There was plenty of opportunity for the convoy to hit the streets of the Greek city and raise awareness of their humanitarian mission.
Support shown by the people is absolutely fabulous. People on the streets, people coming out of the shops, people hanging out of the apartments. Absolutely tremendous. A really, 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 really good welcome.
Throughout Europe, the convoy has held public meetings in cities like Turin in Italy, with the aim of informing the locals as well as highlighting the plight of the Palestinians and especially the Gazan population, which still remains under a crippling siege since 2006. More vehicles have joined the convoy since leaving from France, and it won't be long now until they reach the Turkish border. The convoy is scheduled to reach its final destination to Gaza in the next few weeks. This is Hassan Al-Khatib reporting for Press TV, Thessalonica in Greece.